Attorney General Dana Nessel also gave an update into the state's ongoing investigation into sexual abuse committed by Catholic priests in Michigan dating back to 1950. Michigan Radio's Shayna Roth is here with that part of the story. So, Shayna, what did AG Nessel say as far as the status of the state's investigation right now?
That it's going to be a while is the short end of it. She said that this investigation could take up to 2 years, that they are currently reviewing hundreds of thousands of documents that they seized during this simultaneous raid of all of the diocese in the state back in October. So she says they are reviewing all of those documents. They are continuing to review the tips that have been submitted to their hotlines and to their offices. She says so far they've received about 300 tips. So this is really kind of just the start of what is probably going to be a very long investigation.
She also, I understand, delivered a very crystal clear message to the 7 Catholic dioceses in Michigan and to anyone who thinks they may have been abused. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so what she essentially said was, don't work with the churches on this, that she wants the churches to stop any sort of internal reviews that they might be conducting, and she wants people to go to law enforcement, not to the church, if they have any sort of abuse to report.
And what I would like to say to the public is this. If an investigator comes to your door and asks to speak with you, please ask to see their badge and not their rosary.
So that's pretty strong. It seems the Attorney General is pretty clear telling the church to quit with the self-policing.
Yeah, and this is something that is just kind of continuing to evolve. The Archdiocese of Detroit has already issued a statement, and they're saying that they have not been asked by Nessel's office to stop their internal review process, and they're saying that that they don't have any sort of self-policing, as Nessel has said. So it's unclear at this point just, you know, how much this request is going to affect the diocese across the state and what their total reaction is going to be. But up until this point, the diocese have across the state have continued to release statements saying, look, we are on board. We are happy to help out. We are going to do whatever we can to help with this investigation.
And it is worth noting that anyone can report suspected abuse committed by clergy by going to the Attorney General's website or by calling that investigation hotline. The number is 844-324-3374. That number again is 844-324-3374. So again, as you say, a couple of years worth of work ahead, so we shouldn't expect any major developments in the state investigation.
Exactly.
Michigan Radio's Shayna Roth reporting to us from Lansing. Shayna, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.